The president's comments about canceling student loan debt continue to get a whole lot of praise from Democrats, but a whole lot of criticism from Republicans. Fox's Aisha Husney has the latest.
We don't know yet whether the president has the legal authority to cancel student debt, and perhaps that's why it might take a couple of weeks for him to decide. Biden told reporters he's not considering $50,000 per person, but even canceling $10,000 per person means writing off $321 billion in loans. And the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget claims canceling student debt would only worsen inflation. Well, Democrats aren't really talking about that. Instead, they are full steam ahead to gain a win among voters.
And again, that's our girl, Aisha Husney from Fox News. The president has said that he is, in fact, looking at canceling student debt. Take a listen.
I am considering dealing with some debt reduction. I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction, but I'm in the process of taking a hard look at whether or not there will be additional debt forgiveness.
Yeah, now get this, though. A lot of financial analysts are warning that the inflation crisis in the U.S. will only worsen if President Biden cancels large swaths of student debt. Even the president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, the CRFB, released a whole statement about this, warning, and I quote, "Student debt cancellation may be an extremely appealing political talking point, but it is not good policy. It is costly, inflationary, poorly targeted, and fails to address the root problems in our higher education financing system. Full debt cancellation would be a massive handout to rich doctors and lawyers, would worsen our inflation crisis, and would cost almost as much as the entire 2017 tax cuts. Even partial debt cancellation would be costly, regressive, and inflationary. Forgiving $10,000 per person of debt would cost as much as universal pre-K or a full extension of the expanded ACA subsidies." Yes, that is a direct quote from the president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Here is an idea. Let's just make college more affordable. Heck, why don't we make life more affordable while we're at it? And honestly, if you think college is expensive right now, if we have a wide-scale wipeout, college costs are going to skyrocket. If little Jimmy and Jenny start to think that they can just take out loans and have it forgiven down the road. For the record, I went to Penn State. If you listen to this program on a regular basis, you know that I went to Penn State. You also know that it wasn't cheap. But I am happy to report to you, Woboland, that I have paid off all of my student loan debt in full. I did this just about 2 years ago, right before baby girl arrived. And I did not expect anyone to pay off my student loan debt but me. If you are going to college or you want to go to college and you have this expectation that someone else should pay your college debt off for you, you know, maybe, just maybe, you shouldn't be going to college in the first place.
Podcasts by Federated Media.